Thank you for giving us a call at customer support. This is Sarah. May I start by grabbing your 5-digit zip code, please?
28570.
Thank you for that. Give me 1 second, ma'am. It's loading up here.
Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. All right, your first and last name?
Gary, G-A-R-Y, last name Matthews, M-A-T-T-H-E-W-S.
All right, thank you. All right, bear with me here. It's still loading here. Thank you.
Thank you for your help again.
You're welcome. Okay, I did locate that account. Can you verify your address for security purposes?
My address is 204 Redwood Drive, Newport, North Carolina, 28570.
All right. Thanks for that as well. Now it's just loading, and I'll be able to confirm your order.
So I have a account with y'all.
Yes, I did find that with your name. Your address is on here. Your address on here matches as well. Yes.
Okay. Well, I had a problem with that the other night, and I wasn't able to make the order.
You're saying you wasn't able to?
No. That's something the reason I was calling to discuss with. When I made the order, push in, go through, it come up that my bank blocked the transaction.
Okay.
And you wasn't able to see it. Said it would take a couple hours to load in the system for you to be able to see it.
All right. So I found it here. It looks like the only thing that went through was for the welcoming gift for $5.74 for the cap.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that went through that.
So what happened is I got blocked, the bank blocked my transaction about 2 hours before that. I come to find out the next day that I had two hits against my debit card, and so they went ahead, and once they blocked my transaction, they blocked my card, and I was not able to use it anymore. Happened to wait to get a new debit card from my bank.
Gotcha.
So it screwed me all up. So I have worked diligently. I've gotten me a Walmart debit card, and I've got it loaded up pretty good with some money. But I was scared, was seeing some stuff on YouTube about some fake accounts selling fake materials and stuff like that. And I said, I want to see if I can reach out and touch the people that I was in touch with the other night when my transaction got blocked. So now the way I found you guys was on a site on Telegram. And I don't know if I could get back to that specific channel, and now I don't know how to get back in touch and have a legitimate transaction made where I'm not getting fake materials, the real stuff. So I don't know. There's a website, the telephone.
I'm not sure what website here. This is okay. So since your card has already been blocked, you know, we won't be able to bill it anyways. We'll cancel it out. You're still getting the welcoming gift for the cap, though. I don't know what other website you're talking about, or what other. I don't know what you mean by
that. The one I got to you guys, because there's a lot of channels out there on Telegram, and that's where I initially went to make my transaction, was off of
Yeah, I think you only let, yeah, for, but this was for a welcoming gift. That's, you only get one per household. I'm not sure if they'll let you order it again.
I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to order the golden checks.
Oh, okay. We're not affiliated with that.
You're
so
not.
I'm not sure.
They,
yes. So I'm not, or I'm not sure where you could go for that.
Y'all are just with the hats. Okay.
Yes.
I understand. All right. It was maybe a number, another number that I spoke to someone. But that's good to know that that did get cleared, straightened up. I'm going to get that. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Not unless you can direct me to where I can get legitimate golden checks.
Oh, I apologize about that. I'm sorry.
Thank you for your help.
You have a great night. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.